Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The Montreal Economic Institute conducted a study on the value of and availability of duplicate private medical insurance. What is duplicate private medical insurance? Well, it's supplementary to the government-run scheme. And it would, according to the MEI, help lower wait times by making the private system accessible to the middle class. It's very successful in Australia. And joining us to talk about this is Renaud Brossard. He's the Senior Director of Communications for the Montreal Economic Institute. Renaud, thank you very much for joining us. Just define for us, please, what is duplicate private medical insurance and how does it work?
Well, I got to say, first off, you kind of defined it really well in your introduction, but the way it works is so right now in most Canadian provinces, it is not possible to buy insurance for treatment that is covered under the government-run healthcare insurance monopoly. So let's say that a treatment is covered by OHIP, for instance. You're not allowed in Ontario to buy that sort of insurance to cover this treatment. And to your point, Quebec has some opening for that. But Quebec, following the Chaudy case, only opened it for three very, very specific surgeries, which led to the fact that it was not an appealing market enough. So there really is no jurisdiction right now in Canada where you can actually buy the sort of private duplicate insurance. And what we're calling for with the study, or at least what we noticed in this study, is that places, as you mentioned, like Australia, but also like the United Kingdom or like Sweden, have been using this as a way to help their government-run healthcare system work better, to reduce waiting lists. And it has worked with very, very good success over there.
And so the system actually allows a person to purchase insurance, and when the healthcare system does not meet timely expectations, the patient then has what option from that insurance?
Well, right now, and that's the thing, like in Quebec, as I mentioned, there's really three specific surgeries for which you can get that. But it's, you know, there are three very, very specific surgeries. Yeah. It's such a niche market that there really hasn't been any insurance offering. And there's so many other surgeries for which people have been waiting years and years.
So what does this duplicate private medical insurance do?
The duplicate is basically it's allowing you to get access for private care mm-hmm. for something that would normally be covered in public care. So let's say that you need knee replacement surgery and you're stuck on a waiting list in the public sector. Well, if you have a private duplicate insurance, you can go to a private hospital and get that insurance to pay for the treatment for you.
Yeah, so you would have to have a private system in place. And this is what I talked to Dr. Day about last weekend and have spoken to him mm-hmm. about on a number of occasions. So the private healthcare system is in place, and when the public system can't treat you quickly enough, you go to the private sector, and this insurance will then allow you to claim from the public sector the expenses to pay for your procedure in the private clinic.
So that was one of the things in the Chaudy case. What we're calling for here is for people to be allowed to buy some private insurance. So it would be private insurance to cover private care. So that means that, once again, like if you're stuck, you're waiting, you're on a waiting list for months and months and months, you're suffering during that time. Well, right now you only have two options. You either keep waiting on that list or you can pay for that care in a private hospital or abroad, but cash. You cannot have right now this sort of insurance that covers the treatment. What we're saying is that insurers would be interested in offering that sort of product. And I think there's a good number of Canadians who have been stuck on a waiting list for months that yeah. would be interested in having a sort of alternative so that they can finally get access to the treatment they've been waiting for.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes forward with Dr. Day's case at the Supreme Court. I know you're not talking about exactly the same thing, but the fundamentals are the same. But you have to have a private system in place to be able to operate this duplicate private medical insurance. There are people who have great concerns, Renaud, that if you have private health care, that what it's going to do is take away the option, the opportunity for people of lesser means or people who aren't wealthy to access health care. But you point out in this MEI study that it actually makes private health care accessible to the middle class.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Australia is a shining example of success on this. 45% of Australians actually have this sort of duplicate insurance. And the fact is, it has worked to make it accessible to the middle class, but it has also helped the public healthcare system cope. There are some studies in Australia that show that about 15% of people that show up to government-run hospitals actually have this sort of duplicate entrance. So they get directed to private hospitals. What this means is that they can get access to their treatment in the private hospital at their expense or at the expense of their insurer. But it also means that it frees up resources in the public hospital system to help those that don't have access to this sort of insurance. And to that point, actually, in the Saudi case, the Supreme Court looked at many European countries where this sort of system exists and actually concluded that having a duplicate private insurance and having a private system is not something that actually harms the public citizen, but rather, and this is the case we're making, it is something that helps the public system cope with the pressure it's living it's undergoing right now.
So what's the response been from people you've talked to about this, Quebecers you've talked to? Is there a willingness to accept this kind of program if it were in place? Do you think people would sign on and get at it right away?
I believe a lot of people would sign on because, as you mentioned, our healthcare system is broken. We've got, you know, just in Quebec, there's 159,000 people waiting for surgery at the moment, about a third of which have been waiting for over 6 months. In Ontario, I think the number is 206,000 that are waiting for surgery. And there's a lot of people that are looking for alternatives. And let's be honest, like, waiting for a surgery is not like waiting for a new iPhone. Usually you're suffering, or you risk having complications due to the fact that you're waiting for longer. So people are looking for a way to solve this. And I think at this point, to what you were saying earlier, healthcare is a major debate in this country, but it has been for years. More and more people recognize our current system is not working, and more people are looking to try new alternatives.
Yeah, well, more and more people have been victimized by a system that's not working.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, people are looking abroad, and what they're seeing is that the waiting lists that we're seeing in Canada are not normal, especially not for a G7 country.
Yeah.
So you're looking elsewhere. And, you know, we actually polled people on whether or not they would be interested in trying a Swedish-type system or a French-type system that have more private involvement than we do in Canada. And the majority of Canadians were willing to try the system.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.